The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. And Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Son of Man comes in all his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit upon his glorious throne, and all the nations of the world will be assembled before him. He will separate them as one from another, as a shepherd separates sheep from goats. He will place the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food, I was thirsty and you gave me drink, a stranger and you welcomed me, naked and you clothed me, ill and you cared for me, in prison and you visited me.' But then they will answer and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, naked and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison and visit you?' And he will say to them, 'I say to you, whatever you did for one of the least of my brothers and sisters, you did for me.' And then he will say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you accursed, into eternal fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry and you gave me no food, I was thirsty and you gave me no drink, a stranger and you gave me no welcome, naked and you did not clothe me, ill and in prison, and you did not care for me.' But they will answer and say, 'Lord, when did we ever see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or ill or in prison and not minister to your needs?' And he will answer, 'I say to you, what you did not do for one of these least of my people, you did not do for me.' And these will go off to eternal punishment, and the righteous to eternal life." The Gospel of the Lord. Let me talk a little bit about this gospel and see what it means to us, and maybe what it means to you at school today at Holy Family. The best way to understand that gospel is to remember Michelangelo. Now, I did ask one of our servers if they knew about Michelangelo, and he said yes. He was a famous artist and sculptor. Indeed, he was. We lived in the 16th century. And around the 1520, he painted an extraordinary depiction of this gospel in the Sistine Chapel. Sistine Chapel is important. That's where the popes are elected, in the Sistine Chapel. And if you ever go to Rome, make sure you read about the Sistine Chapel, creation on the ceiling and the judgment up on a reredos like that behind the altar. And in this depiction, Michelangelo has the sheep on the right and the goats on the left. The right, dextra, Latin word for right, left, sinistra. The preferred was on the right, and the goats are on the left. And all the people on the right are looking out and looking up. And the ones on the left are looking in and are looking down. And the teaching of it is, people who give and who care are looking up and are looking out. Selfish people, they're looking in and they're sad. They're the goats. And these are the sheep. The preferred ones are on the right. Now, Michelangelo, rather interesting, he paints himself into the painting. And he paints himself in the image of Saint Bartholomew. And there's a reason for that. There was also, rather interesting, there was a cardinal named De Cesena, and De Cesena was very critical of him, so he painted him into it.
And he was the judge, Minos, down in the underworld. He was the judge in hell. So he put the cardinal down there. Anyway, that was Michelangelo. Now, he wants to tell us that this is not the last judgment after we die. This is the judgment now. People who are giving and caring, looking out, they're looking up. The others, they're selfish. They're looking in and they're looking down. These are the blessed ones on the right and on the left of the king. They are the ones who have no life. Now, this will appear in many images. In the land of Jesus, the Holy Land, there are two bodies of water. In the north, there's the Sea of Galilee. It's about 14 miles from top to bottom, 7 miles across. And it's full of life. It's a place where they catch fish. It feeds the country with the fish. And it's a place of recreation. It's wonderful. And the River Jordan flows into it and then flows out down past Jericho into the Dead Sea. And the Dead Sea is three times the size of the Sea of Galilee, but it's dead. Why is it dead? Because there is no place for the water that comes into the Sea of the Dead Sea to go out. It's just stalled there. There's no exit. Therefore, it holds all the water. And the heat of the Negev desert evaporates the water, and it's a salt sea. 35% salt. Therefore, you can't sink it. Nothing can live in it. Why? Because the water that flows in, it doesn't give it back. And when it doesn't give back the water, even though it's three times larger than the other one, it's dead. That's a great image. Those who give are alive. Those who are selfish, they're looking inward. They don't give life, they're dead. Now, having said all that, there's an extraordinary image in a catacomb in Rome. I saw this first about 50 years ago on a visit to Rome, and I've gone back there many times. The catacomb of Santa Priscilla has the image of a shepherd going back to about the year 250, where the Christians were in the catacombs. And here's the image of the shepherd. I have a picture of it downstairs in the pastoral center. And there's the shepherd, and he has a sheep on his right, and he has a goat on his left. And he's carrying one of them on his shoulders. If you look carefully, he's carrying the goat. He's carrying the one that was selfish and mean. He's carrying the one that is set aside in this gospel. God loves everyone, even the selfish ones. He's carrying the goat. He's carrying the one that was not generous, was selfish. God still loves the one who is selfish. It was the infinite love of God. So here's the teaching for you. It's Lent. It's a time of life. So in your school today, bless somebody, say a kind word, compliment somebody, help somebody. Make a new friend at recreation. You tend to hang around with your own friends at recreation. Invite somebody else to share with you. Thank somebody. Thank your parents today. Let this be alive. Don't be inward looking, selfish, just for yourself. Be the person who gives life. That's what it means. And that's what Lent means. That to live Lent, we have to be life-giving persons. I'm telling you, selfish people are looking in and they're like dead. They don't give you any life. Mean people, when you're mean to somebody, you're looking inward. When you're generous and you're kind, you're looking out and you're helping people. So take the teaching of this gospel today and bring it to life. Thank your parents. Say a kind word. Offer to help somebody before they ask. Thank your teachers, all the people that show up for you every day. Wow, I'm telling you, it will make your day. And it may make somebody else's day also. Okay? Amen.